This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Former Vice President Joe Biden gained two crucial battleground states in his win column Wednesday, while President Trump's campaign filed lawsuits against the count in several other states. We get more from AP's Mike Gracia.
The blue wall Joe Biden needed to rebuild to return the White House to the Democrats has another brick, with Michigan going in the former vice president's favor. Biden has added Michigan and its 16 electoral votes to his win column, drawing him within 6 electoral votes of the 270 needed to win the presidency. Biden also returned Wisconsin to the Democrats Wednesday. The big prize still undecided is Pennsylvania, with 20 electoral votes on the line. Other states yet to report results in the presidential race are Georgia with 16 electoral votes, North Carolina with 15 electoral votes, Nevada with 6 electoral votes, and Alaska, which has 3 electoral votes. Mike Gracia, Washington.
President Donald Trump's campaign filed lawsuits Wednesday in Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Georgia, laying the groundwork for contesting battleground states as he slipped behind Joe Biden in the hunt for the 270 electoral college votes needed to win the White House. The new filings, joining existing legal challenges in Pennsylvania and Nevada, demand better access for campaign observers to locations where ballots are being processed and counted and absentee ballot concerns, according to the campaign. However, at one Michigan location in question, the Associated Press observed poll watchers monitoring the count on Wednesday. A full day after Election Day, neither candidate has cleared the 270 Electoral College votes needed to win the White House. Stocks rallied on Wall Street Wednesday, with the Dow gaining 1.34%. The S&P rose by 2.2%. The NASDAQ added 3.85%. For more on these stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. The head of Britain's coronavirus vaccine task force says data evaluating the efficacy and safety of the two most advanced candidates should be available in early December. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Kate Bingham has told a parliamentary committee that data on the two vaccine candidates developed by Oxford University and AstraZeneca and Pfizer and BioNTech should be available by then. After that, the vaccine candidates will need regulatory approval. Bingham says if the developers get that, we have the possibility of deploying by year end. Robin Shattuck, one of the scientists behind another vaccine developed by Imperial College London, says it's possible several vaccines will be needed to stop the pandemic. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Ethiopia's government has ordered the army into the Tigray region and declared a 6-month state of emergency after the prime minister accused the Tigray government of attacking a federal military base. Simon Marks reports from Addis Ababa.
Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed said military operations began in the northern Tigray area on Wednesday morning after he accused the region's ruling Tigray People's Liberation Front of orchestrating a raid on a strategic military base. However, government officials have been tight-lipped about the size or the goal of the operation and whether there have been any casualties or arrests of TPLF officials. Internet and telephone lines were shut down in Tigray as of late Wednesday afternoon. Relations between Tigray and Abiy's government have been fraught since he took office in 2018 and sidelined the TPLF, which ruled the government in a coalition for nearly 3 decades. Last month, the federal parliament also ordered the country's treasury to halt direct budgetary support to the Tigrayan region after it held a banned regional election. Simon Marks for VOA News, Ethiopia.
A former senior commander of ethnic Albanian separatist fighters in Kosovo's 1998-1999 war, who was also the country's former parliament speaker, has been arrested and taken to a special court in the Netherlands for war crimes. Jakub Krosnic was arrested by policemen of the European Union Rule of Law Mission, according to his lawyer. He is the second former fighter of the Kosovo Liberation Army, which fought for Kosovo's independence from Serbia, to be taken to the Hague Kosovo Specialist Chambers Court. The court was established 5 years ago to investigate and prosecute allegations of war crimes and crimes against humanity in Kosovo or linked to the Kosovo conflict. The death toll in last week's GNC earthquake has risen to 116 as rescuers in the Turkish city of Izmir completed their searches of the final collapsed buildings.